Today we're building a ride groove in Ableton Live 12 for that classic jungle and old school DNB energy, but without chewing up all your headroom. And that headroom part is really the key here, because rides can be sneaky. They feel exciting, they feel bright, and they can absolutely make a beat feel like it's taking off. But if you just crank them, they can get harsh fast, crowd the snare, and make the whole mix feel smaller instead of bigger. So the mindset for this lesson is simple. Think presence, not power. We want the ride to feel like motion and texture, not like the lead instrument in the track. Let's start with the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, around 160 to 175 BPM. If you want that more rolling old school feel, aim around 165 to 170. If you want more urgency and rave pressure, push it a little higher. Before you even think about the ride, get the core groove working first. That means your breakbeat, kick and snare, sub bass or res, and maybe a pad or atmosphere layer. The ride should support that skeleton, not carry the whole track. Now for the sound itself. Pick a ride sample with character. In jungle, you usually want something that's a little rough around the edges. Short to medium decay works well. Bright, yes, but not super polished or fizzy. A dusty sampled ride often sits better than a super clean modern cymbal. In Ableton, a good starting move is to load drum rack and drop your ride sample onto a pad. If you want a little more flexibility, add a second pad with a different ride texture, maybe something trashier, and a third pad for a reversed cymbal or crash for transitions. That gives you options later when you want more energy without making the main groove louder. Now let's program the pattern. A really useful beginner pattern is a simple one-bar loop with a few hits that push forward but still leave space. Try placing ride hits on beat 1, then after 2, beat 3, and then after 4. That gives you a classic driving feel without packing every subdivision. You can also go with offbeat accents, which is very jungle friendly. The important thing is that the ride feels like it's urging the track forward, not hammering non-stop like a trance hat. Velocity matters a lot here. Don't make every hit the same. Give the main accents a little more punch, maybe around 90 to 110, and keep the lighter hits lower, around 60 to 85. That human variation makes the groove breathe. And speaking of breathing, watch the note length and timing. One of the fastest ways to make a ride feel ugly is to let it ring too long and dominate the whole top end. If your sample has a long tail, shorten the MIDI note or use sample controls to tighten it up. And for that loose old school feel, try nudging a few offbeat hits slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not everything, just a few selected hits. That little pocket can make the groove feel performed instead of copied and pasted. If you're using a break that already has some swing, try extracting groove from the break and applying a subtle amount to the ride clip. A straight ride over a shuffled break can feel stiff, so matching the groove a little can really help. Now we clean it up. Add EQ to after the ride. This is where you start protecting your headroom. Put in a high-pass filter somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. For a lot of jungle rides, 300 Hz is a great starting point. You do not need low-mid body in a ride. That's just clutter. The bass and break can own that space. Then listen for harshness. If the ride is poking your ears around 2.5 to 5 kHz, make a small cut there, maybe just 1 to 3 dB. And if the top is fizzy or brittle, a gentle shelf cut above 10 to 12 kHz can smooth it out. The goal is not to make it dull. The goal is to keep it bright but not painful. A good teacher tip here is to monitor quietly when you're checking cymbals. Harsh ride frequencies jump out faster at low volume, and if it sounds annoying quietly, it'll be tiring loud. Next, if the ride feels too clean or thin, add some controlled grit. Drum bus is great if you want a bit of edge and density. Keep it subtle, a little drive, a little crunch if needed, but don't go wild. Another nice option is saturator, which can be a cleaner way to thicken the sample. Even just 1 to 4 dB of drive can make the ride feel more solid without needing more volume. If you use soft clip and compensate the output, you can get more attitude while keeping the level under control. Then check the peaks. Rides can spike fast, especially once the full drum loop is moving. If the ride is poking out too much, use compressor or glue compressor very gently. You're not smashing it, you're just smoothing the sharpest transients. A ratio around 2 to 1. A moderate attack, a fairly quick release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Keep transient control conservative. If you flatten the ride too much, it loses the bounce and starts sounding lifeless. In this style, velocity and good sample choice should do most of the work. Processing is for polish and control, not for rescuing a bad part. Now use utility at the end of the chain. This is a simple but powerful headroom move. If the ride chain is too hot, pull the gain down a few dB. If the stereo image feels too wide or cloudy, reduce the width a bit. In a dense jungle mix, you often want the ride to be present but not smeared across the whole field. A little centered focus can help a lot, and if you want space, it's often better to create that with reverb sends instead of raw width. So let's talk space. Instead of putting heavy reverb directly on the ride, send it to a reverb return. Keep the reverb short, maybe around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and filter the return so it doesn't add mud. High pass the reverb around 500 Hz and low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz. That gives you atmosphere and depth without eating your mix. A slightly dark room or plate-style reverb can feel really authentic for old-school jungle. It helps the ride sit in the world of the track instead of sounding pasted on top. Now, arrangement is where the ride really comes alive. Don't think of the ride as something that just loops the same way from start to finish. Use it as an energy tool. In the intro, you can keep it filtered and sparse. In the build, increase the density. In the drop, let it open up. In the breakdown, pull it away so the atmosphere and brake can breathe. Then when it comes back, the energy hits harder. That's a classic jungle trick. Remove the ride for a couple bars, then bring it back on the next phrase. It instantly feels more alive. You can also automate the ride in more subtle ways. Instead of only changing volume, automate filter cutoff, send amount, or note density. A ride that gets brighter and busier over time feels like energy is rising, even if the fader barely moves. Here's another nice variation idea: alternate between two ride rolls. Use a sparse version for the main groove, then a busier version for fills or tension sections. That way the part breathes and doesn't turn into wallpaper. You can also create a ghost ride. Duplicate the clip, make the copy very quiet, high pass it, add a little saturation, maybe a short delay, and blend it underneath. That gives you shimmer and texture without a big jump in level. If your sample collection is thin, you can even build a ride-like sound from a crash, bell, or metallic hit. Load it into simpler, shorten the decay, pitch it a bit, EQ out the lows, and add a little saturation. That can actually give you a more unique jungle flavor than a stock ride sample. Now, let's cover a few mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the ride too loud. If the groove only works when the ride is blasting, it's probably overdoing it. Lower the level first, then use saturation or reverb for presence. Second, don't leave too much low-mid energy in the ride. High pass it and keep it lean. Third, don't overcompress. Too much compression kills the natural motion. Fourth, don't brighten it just for the sake of brightness. In this style, cutting harshness usually works better than boosting highs. And fifth, don't stack every cymbal in the same frequency zone. If the ride, open hat, crash, and noisy break are all fighting for the top end, the mix gets messy fast. Decide which element owns the brightness in each section. Let's put it all together with a simple practice move. Build a 4-bar loop at 170 BPM. Add one jungle break, a sub or reese, an atmosphere layer, and one ride sample in drum rack. Program a short 1-bar ride pattern with about 4 to 6 hits, vary the velocity, and make one hit slightly late for feel. Then process it with EQ8 high passing around 300 Hz, a little saturator drive, and utility if you need to pull the level down a bit. Copy that across 4 bars, then change one detail in bar 4. Maybe add an extra hit before the snare comes back, or remove one hit to create space. Listen to the full loop and to ask yourself, does the ride add energy? Does it fight the snare, and can I still hear the bass clearly? If the answer to that last one is no, the ride is too loud or too bright, fix that before anything else. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and old-school DNB, the ride should feel energetic because of rhythm, texture, and arrangement, not because it's turned way up. Use EQ to clear space, gentle saturation to add character, light compression to control peaks, and utility to keep your gain staged. Then automate the ride across the track so it feels like part of the story. That's how you get that rolling, metallic, urgent ride groove without wrecking your headroom. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or give you a matching Ableton device chain you can copy step by step.